الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Today is the 19th day, 19, the month of Ramadan, 1443 Hijri, in bracket 28th of the month of April 2022. CE Christian era and not AD. Because AD, I have been saying, is a pathological mistake to say AD, okay? It's incorrect. Okay, let's take some questions before going to the tafsir properly. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And all of us, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala.
The signs of seasons and haybah. He's asking the signs, what are the signs of haybah or period of course.
The signs that point to the fact that menstrual cycle ceases, that is, comes to an end. Of course there are signs. But these signs are interpreted. There are those belonging to the woman that is not a newcomer. That is Al-Mu'tada and Al-Mubtada. There is for the girls who are just starting, the virgins coming up. Okay. Concerning a girl that is starting, her own is the dryness of the vaginal aspect. If it dries, it declares that the blood has come to cessation, stoppage. But concerning the practice, you know, practice, the woman that has been doing it, her own there should be al-kaffatul bayda. It's a discharge that is whitish, at times brownish. That indicates that her own is the sign that the blood has come to an end. Hope this answers the question. Next question.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I explained right now. It's the whitish, you know, discharge that comes usually to signify the terminal end of the menstrual cycle concerning a woman, not a small one. Hope it is clear. Next question.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah to reward you abundantly.
And all of us, inshallah ta'ala.
So what is the difference of family planning and child planning? And which one is allowed by Islam?
He wants to know the difference between child spacing and family planning. Look, child spacing is a component of family planning. It's part of it. Alright? Family planning or FP is a system or creation fabricated by non-Muslims. The first guy talking was Mr. Robert Malthus, a Christian evangelist in the church. He's an economist. And other in America came to be talking, like Margaret Sanger in America, the talk of the more you produce, the smaller the food it becomes. Imagine. The more you produce, the narrower the geography becomes. This is laughable. Because who provides me what to eat? Who gives me? This is uncommonsensical. It's commonsensically uncommonsensical. It's something aberrational. Now, if you tell me, the more we bear children, the narrower the area becomes. This is Kano State. In the former Kano State, which comprises of Hadesia, Gwaron, in fact, the former Jigawa, correct? When you leave Kano, Tsurun Wadan Nkade, are there jungles? Is there Falgore? Is there no Falgore? Falgore forest in Kano. Okay, do you know Yankari Game Reserve? Do you know Zuburuma and Niger State? These bushy areas When are we going to occupy it? When? When you leave Kano to Hadejia, to Birniwa, before you reach Nguru, Gashua, until you link up there, how many bushes are there? When are we going to occupy them all? Tell me, when? So the man talking is just talking out his own bluish thinking. Alright? And who gives you what to eat? The snake in its own hole. Who feeds it? The fishes beneath the water. Who feeds them? So those people saying that the more you produce, the food is going to be small, they are just talking out of knowledge, of course. We know they have their own ulterior agenda and motive. Yeah. Ulterior motive. So in short, the ulama of Islam sat one day in Mecca for the last 20 years to give fatwa that family planning the way it's done is un-Islamic. An alien culture by some radical people wanting to impose on us their worldview. We refuse to be bombarded like this. We are Muslims. We have the Quran. We have everything. We don't need your own worldview. Allow me to have my own view. That is the meaning of independence. Okay. Islam teaches us how to control our family. Our family is planned by Allah. Unless if you who claim to be educated, liberal Muslim pew is not okay for you. That is on top of tea. But we are already planned already. Okay? Child spacing. If childbearing, you can call it constant childbearing, affects the health of the woman, Islam has its way. They can decide to just wait so that the body becomes rejuvenated, but not to bring any idea from somewhere claiming to be civilized. I am more civilized than you are. Because I have the Quran, I know the world you think you know, so you cannot impose on me your idea, your worldview. Those who are going the so-called Mboko, with Bokoist mentality, with Bokoism, they just want to leave their teachings claiming to be knowledgeable. Combine your knowledge of Boko and your Quran with your guiding principle. Otherwise, you'll be thrown into cesspool of retardation, I can assure you. So, go and study. The sky is your limit, but don't you ever leave your Islamic worldview, your civilizational sensitivities. Our scholars gave fatwa. Example, if a pregnant woman, it is believed that the babe is malformed, is not well situated, such that it can lead to the death of that woman, then she'll be aborted. Aborting to save her life. Because her life is a reality. The life of the yet to be born babe is not a reality. So we cannot mortgage her life for the life of somebody being expected. If it becomes precarious, it is dangerous, there is a gynecologist, competent gynecologist, who tells us, if you don't abort, she's going to die. In that case, abort it. So, we have our own teachings. But those guys are telling you, no, I'm going to marry you, we're going to have only 4 kids. Okay. She agrees, you agree. After 4 kids, the placenta, whatever, is blocked. If Allah desires and wishes, He kills all of the 4 kids. That's going to happen. You try, no way out. So, family planning, the way it is done, it is produced, concocted, fabricated, launched by a Christian, Robert Malthus, with his Malthusian theory that says the app produces food in arithmetic progression. But people, hey, what's in the Quran? Don't put it like that. Okay? And people are given birth in geometric progression. Get this? Geometric, arithmetic. Which is bigger in number? Is it 4 times 4 bigger or 4 plus 4? Mathematician, where are you? 4 plus 4, is it bigger or 4 times 4 is bigger? 4 times 4 gives you 16. 4 plus 4 gives you 8. So he is saying people are just giving birth in geometric progression, just like 4 times 4. But the food we produce is just like 4 plus 4. It's a lie. It's a fallacious lie. It's misleading to claim to you he knows. When Allah says, وَمَا مِنْ دَبَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, no any created entity that is provisioned with Allah. So that is, in short, we know how to organize our family. If a lady gives birth, she maintains breastfeeding for how many years? For how many years? وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ. Allah says, Parents should breastfeed their kids for 2 consecutive years. It's the resting period. What are you telling me? But the issue is that your number should be reduced. Period. Population control agenda. It's a satanic idea. We refuse to be actually bamboozled. That's my answer on that issue. Next question. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sheikh, the situation of a lady that put into birth in the holy month of Ramadan, what about her fasting?
If a lady delivers, if a lady puts to bed during this season of fasting, what is happening? Well, her position is either she can continue fasting, or she says, well, if I fast, my babe will suffer because the milk in her withdraws back, recedes. So the child is not going to have enough milk for breastfeeding. Because of that reason, she can break her fast. After breaking the fast, because of breastfeeding, there are some fatwas of ulama. Some are saying, when she breaks the fasting, she's going to repeat one day. She eats, but after Ramadan goes away, she is going to calculate the days she ate food. She is going to what? Repeat them one by one. Fatwa number one. The second one says, no. She's only going to give food. Whenever she eats, prepare food and give it as an atonement. That is our fatwa. That is our answer. The one that says she should combine the two. She should repeat and give food. The fourth one, they give her blank check. No repaying, no feeding. Oh, that is too cheap. So the base one is that if a lady, because of pregnancy, she cannot fast. Pregnancy. Or because of breastfeeding, I told you, she can just eat, and then every time the sun sets, fasting is broken, she should just give one bowl to anybody. But I want to draw our attention. It's not for every woman breaking the fast should be right. Because we want to make it like a sign. Oh, I am pregnant. Until the pregnancy becomes difficult for you. Fear Allah. Until breastfeeding is difficult to combine fast and breastfeeding. If you can, my sister, fast. But if you cannot, لا يكلف الله نفسا. Any question? Stop. Next ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ
نعم
إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ ويعبدون من دون الله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وما ليس لهم به علم وما للظالمين من نصير.
ألم تعلم, this is ayah of verse number 70 in this surah, chapter number 22, surah al-Hajj or surah pilgrimage. Alam ta'alam, oh, do you not know? Don't you know? Don't you know alam? Oh, you don't know? An Allah ya'alam fi samai wala, that Allah knows the content of the heaven and earth. Whatever is in the heaven and earth, Allah knows it. Nitty gritty. You as a human being, what is in this mouth? Do you know everything here? Can you tell me what is under my computer? Can you tell me something under this cup? I am covered. Tell me what is under. Can you say Allah doesn't know that? What is in your pocket? I don't know. My arm, do you know? Okay. Can you say Allah doesn't know the pocket? Allahu Akbar. So Allah is omniscient. He knows everything. So Allah is asking, Alam, so you don't know. Allah knows what is in the heaven and the earth. Ya Allah, Allah, you know. Inna fi dhalik, inna dhalika lafi kitab. Everything, oh, this is in the book. Which kitab? Kitab, which kitab? Allah al-Mahfuz, the protected tablet. That is the actual book there. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ لَا يَمَسْهُ إِلَّا. This is the book, Quran, Kareem, generous, honorable, respected. فِي كِتَابٍ, in a book, protected, Allah al-Mahfuz. Here it was taken, Baitul Iz. So Allah wrote everything in Allah al-Mahfuz. Your life, your breathing, your walking, your talking, your eating, your seeing, your whatever, documented. In the Zalika fi kitab. When are you going to die? It's there. How many water will you drink? Written. The amount of food you're gonna eat, documented. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ. Where are you going to travel to? You're going to Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, America? Is there written? There is nothing new or outlandish. So why are you just feeling you're somebody? You're not. So everything is in the book of Allah the Almighty. And إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That is easy for Allah. Easy. If I tell you 1 million plus 1 billion times 1 billion, how can you understand me? You say, oh, you begin to crack your brain. It's not easy, but for Allah it's yasir. If I tell you 10 times 88 gives you 40, what is 88? Answer me quickly. Hospital? Come on. Give me the numerical value. Just four. Okay. I'm just giving an example. To you is difficult, but to Allah it's not difficult. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ إِلْمٌ. Allah says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ, people worship besides Allah مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, things for which Allah didn't give any authority. No authorization, no warrant. Somebody worship a snake. It's not warranted. Wallahi, I went to a village in Cotonou, in the city of Ouidah, in Cotonou, Benin Republic. I saw a place where they worship snake. And I entered there to see. Believe me. In Cotonou, the town of Ouidah. I was there. Because a da'i, somebody calling Islam, should widen his knowledge. I said, ah, oh, Allah, thank you. And the type of the snakes are the only one, the species. They wrote Thalée de Python in French language. Thalée de Python, that is the place for the pythons. Sadr Machizi. You worship it. I said, what? Then I said, well, I said, look, some years I was here because it wasn't my first time. He said, when I came the first time, I saw, where are they? Where were they? He said, they all died. I said, okay, God dying. God dying. But I have to be quiet because I have to acquire knowledge. Then I asked him, outside the palace, a picture of a lady is drawn with a big snake around her neck. Her picture. Besides, the story started. This lady you are seeing, in the olden time, the people in her village pursued her, wanting to kill her. She was running, helter-skelter, to save her life. It was that snake karma that came and fought for her. The snake threw away the people. So for that, she thanked the snake, she worshipped it, so we are worshipping the snake. What a history. Al-Insan. Now, if you worship something created, that is a sign of lack of knowledge. Allah says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِلْ بِسُلْطَانِ. They worship things besides Allah, things that Allah didn't give any authorization. وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ إِلْمٍ. They don't have even knowledge for that. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. There is no savior for the transgressors. Because الظَّالِمِينَ are those who commit excesses. And there is no zulm more grievous than a shirk. يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ. Who says this? Prophet Luqman. In chapter Luqman, verse number 13. So a shirk is the tremendous act of transgression, wrongdoing. So وَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. There is no savior, no any helper for those who go beyond Allah's ways.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنْكَرُ يكادون يسقون بالذين يتلون عليهم آياتنا قل أفأنبئكم بشر من ذلكم النار وعدها الله الذين كفروا وبئس المصير.
وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات. When our clear verses are rehearsed unto them. Because ayat means Allah's verses. Ayats are of two kinds. There are ayats to be looked at. There are ayats to be recited. For example, the sky is blue. Why not green? It's Allah's ayat. Look at it to know how great Allah is. When the rain falls, the rivers contain water. During dry season, the earth becomes dried. Allah's ayah. That should increase your iman. When a baby is born today, the baby grows. You don't know when it's growing. Who knows? If you tell your wife, hey, darling, we want to see when this child is growing, I'm not going to sleep. You cannot see. But it's growing. That is Allah's ayah. This is called al-ayah al-manzura. Look at it to increase your iman in Allah. My color is black. Somebody is white, is ayah. Not to become arrogant. Nothing. Your color doesn't matter. Inna akramakum atqakum. The base of you in the eyes of Allah is the base attitudinally, character-wise. Okay? So that is ayah al-manzura. And there are ayah al-makru'a. Qul huwallahu ahad, this is ayah to be recited. Allah Samad is ayah to be recited. So talking about ayah, combine the two. The ayat in the horizon. You are Allah's ayah, you yourself. It's an ayah. You're an ayah. Because Allah created you. It's an ayah. You see a cobra, you run away, it's an ayah. Okay? Don't play with Allah. So his ayah here leads you to ayah to be seen in the horizon. So Allah says in this particular ayah or surah, وَإِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ تَعْرِفُ بِذِكْرِ مُنْكَرٍ. When our clear verses are recited, you will know in the face of the unbelievers, al-munkar, disgust. What is disgust? Oh, resentment. They resent it. They tend to show, you know, attitude of rejection. You will know that in their faces. يَكَادُونَ يَصُونَ. They try to attack those who even read the ayahs for them. Who tell them, أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمُ النَّارِ. Shall I tell you what is worse than what you have been? Annar, the hellfire. Our prophet, the teachers, preach to you, تَسْطُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ. You want to attack, bomb on them. Allah says, hellfire is worse than what you are doing. النار the hellfire وعده الله الذين كفروا. That Allah promises those who disbelieve. وبيس المسير. Oh, how wretched is this kind of destination or destiny. Next ayah.
يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له. إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له.
يا سلام.
وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب.
يا أيها الناس. This is ayah number 73. Chapter 73, is that correct? In this chapter number 22. Ya ayyuhan nas, O ye mankind, O ye people, here Quran addresses human beings generally. Does not restrict the teaching only to the believers, no. Ya ayyuhan nas, O ye mankind, duriba mathalun fastami'oo la. A mathal. A parable is given to you. Parable, that is nothing. Allah strikes to you a similitude, if you like, a parable, for you to end. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَلِسْتَنْ to it. إِلَّا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. The idols you invoke, the idols you worship beside Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They can never, ever create a fly. Even if they come together with your technologies in America, in Russia, can they create a fly? But they've created flame. Huge mention. This is wonderful. But great fly. So how did you go down again? And Nema. Can they? لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا ولو اجتمعوا لا even if they were to come to congregate together to do they cannot لن وإن كذو ذباب if a fly were to see something from them a fly to take something they cannot go and take it back. Is that correct? If a fly comes and just land on your foot, take something, you start running, Allah could tell you, kuda. You become mad. Somebody says, he who kills mosquito with a gun is mad. Mosquito with gun? So if the fly we are to take something from this man or these people. لا يستنقذوه من. They can never recover or retrieve it. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. Weak. Feeble is the pursuer. والمطلوب and the pursued. You see, when the fly takes something away, you cannot take it back. The pursuer is the man looking for his thing. He becomes weak. The pursued matlub is the fly. It's also weak. Both of them are weak. This is the example that Allah gives us. Next ayah.
ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز.
ما قدر الله حق قدره. They do not value Allah as He should. They do not value Allah as He should be valued. Inna Allah la qawiyun aziz. Allah is qawi. Qawi means Allah is strong. Aziz, powerful, or irresistible. Al-Izzah. Next ayah.
الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس
إن الله
سميع بصير
الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس الآية Allah chooses messengers from amongst the angels and from amongst men. Okay? From people, Allah chooses messengers. How many messengers are mentioned in the Quran? How many? How many messengers?
25.
Is our father Adam a messenger? Prophet Adam a messenger? And ask you, you see a messenger? You see a Rasul? Scholars say he is not. He's a prophet. He's our father. Some say, yeah, he's a messenger to his community's family. But the first known messenger is Prophet Nuh. So Allah yastafi min al-malaikat rusulan wa min al-nas. From angels, Allah chooses messengers. From angels, who are the messengers? Jibril, إنه لقد رسول كريم. Prophet Jibril, Angel Jibril, is a messenger to the prophets. Yeah. So Allah chooses messengers from the angels and from amongst human beings, the people. إن الله سميع عليم, سميع بصير. Allah is سميع, Allah is all hearing. بصير all seen. Next ayah.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وإلى الله ترجع الأمور.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. This is verse number 76. Allah يعلم, Allah knows. ما بين أيديهم, what is before them, وما خلفهم, what is behind them. What is before you, what is going to happen tomorrow, هذا بين يديك, you don't know. You'll only be projected. Tomorrow I have an examination, I want to travel to XYZ. This is your own projection. But Allah holds the key to its reality. Tomorrow I am going to the farm. Do you own yourself? Do you own your... So Quran says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَذْكُرْ رَبَّ نَسِيمٍ. Don't say, I am going to do X, Y, Z tomorrow. Until you say, if Allah will. No Allah. So Allah knows what is before you and behind you. What passed for 10 years? Can you remember? 10 years. Yeah, you can remember generally, but nitty gritty in detail, bit tafasil, you can remember. If you can, I will ask you. 10 years back, how many bed cakes did you eat? Or say no kachi? You can't. How many morsel? You know morsel? Loma. How many morsel did you swallow? I think you are thinking what? You cannot say it. But Allah gives you everything nitty gritty. So Allah knows what is before and behind them. That is the message. Alright? And Allah says what? وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. الْأُمُورِ, all matters are referred back to Allah. All matters are umur. Next ayah.
يا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, all who believe, اركعوا, kneel down before Allah. واسجدوا, prostrate. Some call ruku upper prostration, sujood lower prostration. How do you say kneel? Or bow down for Allah and prostrate. You do ruku only to Allah the Almighty. Sujood is only for and to Allah. Alright, so Allah says, Ya alladhina amun uyhubli irka'u, kneel down, or kneel down, or bow down, was to prostrate for Allah, وَعَبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, worship your Lord, your benefactor, Allah, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ, do good. Simple. Do good. Good deed, do it. Naam? Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ. Probably, perchance, likely, you will be successful. You will triumph. You will succeed. اللهم اجعلنا من المفلحين.
آمين.
We are going to take last ayah in the chapter. نعم.
وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده.
نعم.
واجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. ملة أبيكم إبراهيم. وسماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير.
That is the end of chapter Al-Hajj. Verse number what? Verse number 78. Allah says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Strive. Struggle for the sake of Allah. Okay? With the striving due to Him. Because حَقَّ جِهَادِ, the truest form of jihad. Now what is jihad? Some people intentionally misrepresent the meaning of jihad. Especially the enemies of the adversity. Jihad is to kill. It's a lie. It's a blatant lie. Jihad means to exert oneself in pleasing Allah. You do your utmost best in making sure you maintain the ways of Allah. The fasting we are doing is a jihad. Because we are controlling our passion, our desire. You see your wife in the afternoon, you can never approach her with the conjugal intention. You can't do that. That is jihad now. You see money belonging to people you wanted, you can't steal it. Control your desire. It's jihad. Somebody abuses you, you control your anger. It's jihad now. But I'm not denying to take a sword to fight is also jihad when you are forced to do that. Okay? But the enemies, they say Islam has been straight through the sword. I remember one day, I was attending a conference in Abuja, organized for the journalists in Nigeria. I was one of the speakers. I said, some of people, you journalists, some of you, perpetrate yellow journalism. Some of you do not maintain what you call the ethics and the reportorial journalism. Some of you write lies. Some say Islam and then journalism means killing. Okay, in the Bible, in the book of St. Luke, chapter 19, verse number 27, it says, Jesus said, according to you, he says, and they just listen. Jesus said, they said he said, I'm quoting, Luke 19, 27, Jesus said, bring those who don't believe in me, let me kill them. He said, in your book. He said, does that mean Jesus came to kill? Most of them don't even know. And in their book. He said, I cannot go out of the way and say, your religion means killing. You have to retext, do the contextual arrangement. We don't make sweeping generalization. Why are some of you giving Islam negative name? You cannot speak of the sky. You can't. I am saying you have to make a research to present what is presentable through knowledge and intellectual argumentation and dialogue. Okay? Allah says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Strive, do jihad for the sake of Allah in the truest form of jihad. And I told you, whatever you do as a Muslim is jihad. To kill, if you are killed, is just one part of jihad. But jihad is much wider than killing. Islam don't kill. Islam don't kill. And if you are pushed to the wall, defend yourself. And who are the people being killed? The Muslims. The cheapest blood today is blood of the Muslims. Our nations, our property is stolen. Okay? So Allah says, do jihad, maintain Allah's teachings is jihad. Obeying your parents is jihad. Truthfulness is jihad. Tawadu is jihad. Alright, that is the meaning. Who is ijtabakum? It is Allah that is ijtabakum that chose you. Allah chose you. Yeah, ijtabakum. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah did not put any burden on you in the religion. There is no burden. That is haraj. No any contraction. For example, we are now fasting. If tomorrow I decide to travel to Lagos, can I eat? can I? If I want to travel tomorrow to Lagos, can I break my fast tomorrow? Can I? In the plane? Why are you silent? Yes, Abdul Salam from New York. Yes, what can you say? For 45 minutes from where, Abdul Salam? From Kano to Lagos and Penn is more than 45 minutes, 1 hour. In a plane. What? Brother Abdul Salam from New York is saying traveling in plane does not allow you to break your fast. Now, from where you are, from New York City, can you hear me, Abdul Salam? You're traveling, say, let me to Atlanta, Georgia. In the airport, LaGuardia, there. How many hours? So Atlanta for 2 hours. Can you break your fast? You say no. Why, my brother? Allah gives you the latitude, gives you the ease, gives the facility. Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ Allah says it. Whoever is on a journey. Let me tell you, from Kano, my city, to Kaduna, I can break my fast if I care to. You say, hey, yeah. Allah gives me that one. But you can say, I cannot do. From New York to New Jersey, no, any distance there. Is that correct? From here to the city of Connecticut. It's very easy. Just from here to just to Kura, for example. But if you feel, it is a journey. The only thing is that if you feel, since I'm traveling by the plane, luxury, AC, comfort, I can fast. Okay, no problem. That's all. We're not saying it's the most of it. No, Allah wants you to enjoy the latitude, the ease, okay? But if you feel like you can do it, it's okay now. If you're traveling from Kano on the back of a donkey to Lagos, you want to do it? It's your cup of tea. But I'm saying if there is difficulty, break the fast. Is that correct? So now if somebody is on a journey, Allah says, you can break your, this is an example, you can break your fast. Allah did not put haraj, difficulty for in the deen. Somebody is on a journey and he eats fish. The fish has become, the thorn stuck in his own gullet and he was suffocated, about to die. And they say only alcohol can push down the thumb down. Trouble. Can he drink it? You say yes? Somebody is eating a fish, there is a big thumb, huge, stuck here. And he was struggling for life. The eyes come out. He's dying. They say water cannot do it. Only alcohol, only gear. La ilaha illallah. God forbid. Should he take it? You are afraid to answer me. Because you know there is difficulty in the answer. May Allah not make it even to be there. But they are saying if there is darura, necessity knows no law. But there is nowhere that says alcohol, nowhere. Just giving an example. Somebody is on a journey in a jungle, in a bush. There is no food. Hunger is about to kill him. Then he comes and meets dead meat. You meet antelope, you know antelope? In the bush, but great. Can you eat it? Yeah. فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ فِي مَخْمَسَةٍ غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِثْمٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Whoever that is forced, مَخْمَسَة, hunger, you can eat it. In fact, Imam Ahmad says, whoever that comes across dead animal in difficulty, if he doesn't, he's going to the, and he refuses, if he does, he's going to the hellfire. Because the same Allah saying no, he's telling you now yes. Circumstantial. So Allah does not put on you haraj, difficulty on the deen. A student is having an examination just by 4 o'clock. If he does not enter the classroom, he's going to be stopped from writing his paper. Don't! What does he do? When he prays Zuhr, he should combine two. Should combine. Before the authorities in the Muslim school look at the rights of the Muslim. Don't set examination during the Muslim prayer. This is a Muslim society. I'm only giving you what? Examples in the light of this ayah. Allah does not put haraj on you. Millata abikum Ibrahim. It is the millah of your father. What is millah? You say religion. It means total way is millah. Total. For me, I don't call Islam religion. Islam is modern religion. Islam is modern religion. Islam is the totality of ways of life. Everything you are eating, you are looking, whatever is captured by this millah. So Allah says, this is the fact of your father Ibrahim. Who was sammakum al-muslimin? Allahu Akbar. It is Abraham who first called you Muslims min qablu, before this time. Wa fi hadha, on this issue, liyakuna ar-rasulu shahidan alaykum. So that the messenger is going to be a witness on you on the day of Al-Qiyamah. Wa takunu shuhada ala an-nas. You in turn are going to be witnesses on other people on Al-Qiyamah. So faqim salat, establish the prayer. Wa'atu zakat, give zakat. Wa'atasimu billahi, hold fast to Allah. Embrace Allah's Rabb. Huwa mawlakum, he is your benefactor, your protector. Fani'ma al-mawla, oh how excellent Allah is as our protector. Wa ni'ma al-nasir, and how excellent Allah is as our helper. This marks the end of chapter 22. Wa alaykum as-salam. So we're going to Safiya. We're going to take new chapter tomorrow by the grace of Allah. Yes, Dr. Musa, what are you saying? Wa alaykum as-salam. Two questions? Okay, first question. You are saying, Jazakallah khair, somebody sent a question saying that he listened to my preaching or lecture this afternoon where I said the Prophet sent somebody to collect zakat and he was given a treat. Yeah, I said it. I think here.
No.
In the house of Tafsir. Okay. In Sahih al-Bukhari, our Prophet sent somebody by the name Abdullah ibn al-Lutubiyah to go and collect zakat. In a periphery, that is a local area, in a village. When he reached the dwellings of the people, he collected the zakat and said, okay, this is the zakat, take it to the Prophet. This is a gift, put it in your pocket. Is that wrong? The man came to the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, this is the mission accomplished. The zakat, this I was given. The Prophet got angry. He said, you were given. Why didn't you live in the house of your father to see if he will reach you? Why should we send somebody on official assignment to come and tell us that this is the assignment this is given to him? So now here comes your question. You are saying, does that mean the team will give you the drum and the love as a government worker is bad? I say it's bad. In the light of this, the ulama say, hadiyatul ummal rishwa. Somebody is a DG, is XYZ, is officer. You render service, Allah may take this one. The ulama are saying, if not because of the office, you wouldn't have given you. Yeah. You see, when somebody becomes governor today, he will go to tell us and give him lots of big dogs already. This Muna Finchi. Why didn't he give him when he was just a local person? That's what you do. Some will go to your mother if they know you will not take it. Mama, take this one. They want to bribe you through the back door, through your mother. People are very crafty. So Islam blocks the chance. So Dr. Musa, yes, the tip given is like what heaven received that day. But today, who cares? We give it even good name. We say, oh, it's Al-Hairin office. It's goodness. It's goodness. Wallah, we have to come back to our senses. Some are saying, but if out of your work, he just makes you say, please take this one. If there's no connection to the office, that can be checked. But if it is connected, it is assumed it's given because of the office. After the office, you wouldn't be given. How it is clear, Dr. Musa? Can you hear me? Okay, next, your second question. The only thing. Okay, the way you define teeth in the West is different. How do you define teeth in America? How? What is teeth? It's a big question. Wa alaykum as-salam. Okay. JazakAllah khair, the way you define TV in America, you are given example, if somebody works in the restaurant, he gets remuneration, he is remunerated, is that correct? Remuneration is different. If he is paid, then why the TV you give him? No matter how we look at it somewhere, you don't use the culture in where you live. Look at what Islam says. Use Islamic standards, not what you have, where you have to find. That is why you are a Muslim now. You try to measure things according to what Islam says. If somebody washes your car, then if the services is looked for, you ask him to do. What you give him is not a tip. Though you can call it according to your area there, that you, but you are paying him for the services done. But if the service is not solicited, he doesn't ask him, he just did it. I say, well, in appreciation, take it. That can be tip, that can be bakshish in some places. But if tip means a worker who is remunerated, he is paid duly, after the payment he is expected to be given, all that is tip, that is not accepted in Islam. Forget about what people do somewhere. I am a Muslim. You are guided by what Islam says, not by somebody's. Otherwise, you get melt away. Here, you maintain your Islamic culture. Otherwise, what can you teach people? So try to convince through knowledge. Don't say that's how we look here. How we? Who are those we? We are Muslims. I have my Quran, my Sunnah. So try to look critically to the Sunnitic and Quranic teaching when you come out with your own way of life. But if one is compelled in a society, he knows how to live easily, right? And my little knowledge of America, I ate food in some restaurant. We used to go when we are served. What I know, the people serving us are going to be paid without giving them any single thing. Though America states differ from one to the other area, okay? All in all, that is still you have to look at Islamic teaching. If the worker in the restaurant who gets paid hourly or 2 hourly, $2, then give him for the services rendered. That's all. Accepting something is not a necessity. It can open the way of corruption and expecting something where you have not planted. Let's about you want to have this. Wallahu alam. Next question, if there is one. Okay. The first modified. You say in the Maryland School of Medical, University of Maryland in Baltimore, somebody got heart transplantation from pig. Pig, get it, Brother Musa. It's a pig, P-I-G, Aladdin. All right. He get heart transplantation through the pig. What is Islamic perspective? Tomorrow I will answer this question by the grace of Allah. I think on this note, unless there's any question from on site, we're going to stop here. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No problem. Now, you say somebody give fatwa that if a lady is pregnant and the person that impregnates her confirms he owns the pregnancy, that marriage can be contracted there and then for them to be man and wife. What is my view? Correct, Brother Abdulislam? Now, if they have committed zina to the point of pregnancy, the man giving fatwa has given a wrong fatwa. Marriage cannot halt until there is clarity in the womb. Okay? First, they were not man and woman as married couple before. So allow her to put bed first. After putting to bed, then her womb is clear, the marriage can be contracted. Not to go ahead with zina pregnancy to be watered with marriage water in the marriage. This is wrong. This is unpalatable. And it's not a fatwa. Wallahu a'lam wa bihi tawfiq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair.